The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have a truly fun show today with local artists making art right here in Carrboro. We'll be talking about an original musical play, The Perfect Day, which will be presented at the Art Center at 300 G East Main Street in Carrboro, with matinee performances on Saturday, September 21st and Sunday, September 22nd. And an evening show on Wednesday, September 25th. And I have with me Sue Berry, who created the play, and three of the actors, Lynn Lamont, Paul Stiller, and John Murphy. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Like all good things, this starts off with an unusual story. Last April at the Art Center, we presented the octogenarian composer and musician David Amram, and at that show, through the great singer Claire Bathay, I met Sue Berry and discovered that she was a wonderful composer of the kind of songs that people don't compose anymore. So I was very pleased to meet her, and as the summer progressed, Sue came to me and Art Center stage director Jerry Lynn Schulke with the script for The Perfect Day, and it only took one quick read-through for us to bite on it. And now we are just a few days away from the premiere next Saturday afternoon. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and I think we'll start it off in that spirit with a scene from The Perfect Day. So, Paul, could you set us up the scene?
Sure. The scene takes place in a nursing home. Sue, what's the name of our nursing home again?
Peaceful Acres.
Peaceful Acres.
Ready. The menu called that oatmeal. Oliver Twist would have called it gruel.
More like glue. My teeth are still stuck together.
At least you've still got your teeth. My bagel was so hard, I think I broke my last molar.
Don't even mention those
eggs. Don't even mention those eggs. Mine weren't scrambled. They were tortured.
You still got your napkin on, Ernest. Anyone else have rubber pancakes like mine?
Oh, so that's what those were. I thought the cleaning crew came and left sponges on my plate. They would know how to make a successful breakfast if their life depended on it. By then, almost anything would taste good after a night of almost no sleep. Who was the jerk with their TV on until 2 a.m.?
We probably know who it was. Mm. Who it always is, that deaf woman in 204.
Oh, this place just needs a lights-out policy. No noise after 10 p.m.
So there'd be another reason to call it Peaceful Acres.
You make it sound like a cemetery, Mark. Poor, pitiful Pearl. Poor, pitiful Pearl. Poor, pitiful Pearl.
We used to worry about who's hip. Now we worry about whose hip is being replaced.
Where did I put my glasses?
Where they always are.
Now that we're 60 plus,
going on dead, the glasses are stationed up close to the head to be ever ready for what must be read.
In dining room, showroom, en route, or in bed?
In studio, bathroom, wherever I'm led.
So I can go driving wherever that's in.
Interpret the tickets you got when you sped.
Avoid all the products that might contain lead.
Manage the band-aids that hide where I bled.
Analyze carbs in my pasta and bread.
Download the data on sheets that I've spread.
Translate the labels on what keeps me fed.
A million small functions we're coming to dread.
What's happened to vision? Where could it have fled?
Should we trade in our golf clubs, our fins, and our sled?
For magazines printed in large type instead? On aging and eyesight, this has to be said. The older we're getting, the more we see red.
All right. The perfect day. That was lovely, and I think listeners can hear while I told John yesterday afternoon back in the hallway, can't you get a cast that looks like elders? Now, this certainly is a play that speaks to me at my delicate age as an elder in training, much like your consultant, John Paul. So what inspired this lovely piece of work, Sue?
Well, Art, I was depressed. I went to a show, and the performers were wonderful, but what they were performing was something from 40, 50, 75 years ago. And I thought, is this all that's left for us to bring nostalgia back into our lives, or could we not do something more creative and new now that we are elders? So that was the driver for The Perfect Day.
Yes, indeed. And how much of the plot can you let listeners learn about, and how much are they just going to have to discover for themselves on the 21st, 22nd, or 25th?
Well, what we will read today is all they're going to get.
Our lips are sealed.
Okay, well, I'll let them know as much as you just heard the scene, and then something happens, and it makes all the difference.
That's true.
Which, in fact, is the plot of pretty much every play. It works very well in The Perfect Day. It was a beautiful read when Sue brought it to us, and I'm so happy to see it getting produced at the Arts Center. And before this segment of the Art Spot passes us by, I should let listeners know that to get tickets for The Perfect Day for the September 21st, September 22nd, or September 25th performances, they just need to go to artcenterlive.org on the web, call 919-929-2787, or physically go by the Art Center box office at 300 G East Main Street and get your tickets. And we will be right back on the Art Spot talking about The Perfect Day after this.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelboro.com. We're talking with members of the cast of The Perfect Day that'll be at the Art Spot Out Center September 21st, 22nd, and 25th. We've got Lynn Lamont, Sue Berry, Paul Stiller, and John Murphy with us. Well, Lynn, can you tell us a little bit about what drew you to this play and this role and what you find in doing it?
I would be happy to do that. It just is, I think, an odd thing that Sue and I met at the DMV. We waited an hour and a half at the DMV, and while we did that, we became acquainted, and we had such a good time together. And then later on, when Sue was looking into doing this, she phoned and asked if I would be willing to get involved. And I haven't acted since high school, and that was a long time ago. So I was very nervous about it. But I have to tell you that participating with this group and with Sue and learning lines and singing and dancing has changed my life. I am a different person since that day in the DMV. Uh-huh. And I hope that I'll be able to continue with this sort of thing in some capacity for the rest of my life. It has opened up, I think, brain cells that I hadn't used in years or maybe never. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, thanks for being part of it. And I believe without revealing any of the plot, that was a beautiful summation of the play. How about the rest of you?
Well, I have to credit Jerry Lynn Schulke with getting me involved. I've worked with the theater, Carver Art Center Stage, for several years now, working on set design and building. And she says, why don't you come over on the afternoon and sit down with this group and read? And I figured, well, yeah, and then I'll go make the set and everybody will be happy. And the next thing I know, I'm handed a script and they won't take it back. So that's how I got involved.
Yes, you're the curator of the power tools in our shop that often I'll have incredibly expensive instruments being used by artists performing music at the Arts Center sitting right beside the table saw as if they're about to saw that violin or mandolin in half.
No, we would never do that.
It is such a lovely thing, and I wish I had words to convey to the listeners how beautiful it is hearing y'all rehearse and just seeing the happiness in that room. And that's what the audience is going to experience when they see the play. Y'all really love your work in there every day getting this play ready. And anyone walking through to go to the back part of the building can catch on that immediately, which means when you have an actual intentional audience in there coming for that purpose, it'll be even easier.
Nice. I'd like to say that although, of course, I'm looking forward to our performances, even if we never got a chance to put this on for the public, we have so much fun doing it, as you've just said, that would be fine with me. I love what we've been doing.
It's a lovely thing. And Sue, I know the liner notes, I'm using the music terminology, the program notes, make some suggestion of your future vision for this work.
Yeah, Art, we've been talking about the concept of age and aging, which seems to have such a negative connotation. And so the ideas about building something from that have to do with what is the advantage of this age. And so from that perspective, Stage It, Senior Productions, is about taking this show and possibly having a traveling troupe that would go to other venues, senior communities, and so on, performing there, or of taking a small group of our cast and going and facilitating some kind of discussions and learning some of the music and sort of working with the group somewhere, an activities group, in a senior center, perhaps, of actually going to a place and being in residence, so to speak, so that we could help those there have a discussion about their own empowerment and a way of being more creative in their senior lives, or the final way of helping them do the show themselves. Yeah. So those are the four aspects we're looking at for The Perfect Day.
Excellent. And why do you think, because you talk to people nationally about these kinds of senior engagement and empowerment work. Why is this catching on now? Just because of the demographics of all the old hippies actually being old now?
Well, this is the idea of the boomer generation and the cohort and the glut and all those other words that they use about it's going to come crashing into our culture and what are we going to do about it? It's more like what I was saying earlier about being able to create some new opportunities for this age group and a way of empowering ourselves to pursue our own creative ideas or have a group that will do something around subjects we like.
Yeah.
So we've even considered things like Page It, which is a writing session, and Bon Voyage It, which would be sharing of travels. Sage It, which would be about meditation and spiritual kinds of concepts. But these would not be classes. Yeah. They would be sessions where we could share our experience and knowledge as opposed to learning a new thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wonderful concept there. I think it fits very well because there's so many ideas floating out there now that are starting to coalesce of a whole different model. And where I met you with David Amram. I mean, he's so inspirational because he's 81 and he's still working just as hard as ever. We got Ralph Stanley coming into the Art Center on October 21st, and he's 86 and looking finally to retire next year from working 200 dates on the road every year. So that'll be the third date of his retirement career, because there are just so many folks over 65 doing incredible, exciting work out there. And at the same time, people are experimenting with new ways of living, especially the aging in place concept, as opposed to going to peaceful acres and being warehoused away somewhere away from life. So it's a beautiful, timely play here in The Perfect Day, which will be at the Arts Center Saturday, September 21st, Sunday, September 22nd for matinees, and Wednesday, September 25th for the evening show. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL at chapelburra.com. We're talking with members of the crew from Stage It Senior Productions, The Perfect Day. Well, John Murphy, you got a lot of theatrical experience, and here you are back on the stage at the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater at the Art Center. How did you get there, and what does it mean to you?
I got there again through Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn gave my name to Sue. Sue either sent me an email or called me. She must have called me, because I don't do much in the way of email. And I showed up for the reading. And although musicals are not my thing in general, I've got a tin ear. But it was fun, the reading. And I told Sue that I was a very bad singer, a very bad dancer. Two left feet doesn't help much. But I didn't think that this was going to work that well. She said, stay. So I said, okay, I'll stay. So I stayed. And, of course, it became a whole lot of fun. I still am not a very good singer. I still am not a very good dancer. But the acting was good. I needed to do something. I needed to be around more and different people. And it is a very worthwhile thing for people to see that older people still act, still create. And a lot of the people are new, right? For instance, Lynn. And by God, I wouldn't mind being her manager for a career that's coming up.
Thank you.
Honestly, the woman is good. She's gifted. And she has a chance now to do things. And I encourage anyone who ever thought that they might want to do it, come and do it. Acting is not something that's beyond reach. I mean, Meryl Streep might be beyond reach, or, you know, there are some levels of it that are beyond reach for most people, but not just the level that'll get you on stage if that's what you want to do. I'd like to encourage anybody that thinks they can to get in touch with the Art Center for the next Stage It production, whatever it may be. People who've been on and gotten off because they thought they were aging out of roles, which does happen because, unfortunately, the playwrights think everybody dies at 55. Those roles aren't so plentiful, but there will be more. Sue will keep providing them, I'll tell you that. And let me tell you something else. As far as lyrics, she's wonderful.
She is.
I mean, she is fantastic.
Yeah, when I heard Claire singing some of her work, I was knocked my hat in the creek.
Isn't it great? So there's so much talent, and there are a whole lot of people up there on stage, either haven't been before or haven't been very often before, and they're doing wonderful stuff.
Yeah, that's what community arts and community theater are all about. We all deserve the chance, and this is a fundamental principle of the Arts Center, to explore our creativity and to have a chance to see what works for us personally and what doesn't. And we can't all be the top person in our field, but all of us can be a person in the field doing the best work we can.
This is I'm handing Art an article that was in the New York Times this past week called "Elderly Acting Just Might Improve." Line, please. but the article does focus on research showing that we improve our cognitive processes through acting.
Indeed. So come on down to the Arts Center Saturday, September 21st at 2 p.m., Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m., and Wednesday, September 25th at 7:30 for the perfect day. ArtCenterLive.org, 919-929-2787. We'll see you next week on the Art Spot.